to Natasha in Lansing, Michigan, listening to EWTN on Sirius Satellite Radio. Natasha, your question for Dr. Gregory Popchak.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I am going through a divorce, sad to say. And as a Catholic, it was a very difficult decision for me to make, but it was a physically and emotionally abusive relationship. And we share some children in common. And although I have been praying and speaking with my priest about forgiveness and being able to move forward, especially for the sake of the children, I just, every time we see each other at, you know, drop-offs and exchanges, those feelings just keep coming up, and I become increasingly angry when the kids ask, how come we're not together? How come they can't see him on a daily basis? It just, you know, just makes me so angry. And I don't know what I can do, how I can teach my kids forgiveness and to forgive. And I know, you know, we say all the time in our prayers, you know, forgive those who trespass against us. And it's hard.
All right, Natasha, let's let Dr. Popchak.
Just a quick follow-up, if I could, Natasha. Where are you in the process here? Is the divorce finalized, or are you still going through it?
The divorce is finalized. However, he's contesting the child custody arrangement.
So, and the children, how old are the children?
We have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 5-month-old.
Okay.
So,
so they're very little. And so just to clarify, is your question, how can you deal with your feelings whenever you interact with your ex, or are you asking what you can say to your kids about this whole situation? They're two different questions.
Yeah. Well, in the same, only because arguments happen at the exchanges, and then it then ensues and makes it difficult. So, and then my old feelings come up, and then I become even more angry.
Okay.
And then the kids see it, so then how do I deal with both aspects, I guess?
All right, let's talk just about how to handle the handoffs. Let's focus on that in the time that we've got, and then I'm going to make a recommendation for you for following up here. You know, when it comes to those handoffs, what you need to really do is mentally prepare yourself ahead of time to keep your boundaries very clear. You know, with somebody who has been abusive in the past and who is not going to respect your boundaries, you know, it's on the one hand, you know, emotionally you want to be friendly and you want to be as generous as you can, but somebody like that is going to take advantage of that and suck you into the drama and then use that to make you look like the bad guy and then use that against you whenever they contest the custody. So there's a lot of manipulation that goes on, and it's a game that's easy for someone like you to fall into. The best way to avoid that is be very clear about what those boundaries are, and unless your ex-husband's asking you a question about, you know, did the kids bring their toothbrush, or what time do you need me to drop them off, anything else you'd have to say, you know what, I'm sorry that we don't need to discuss that. You know, limit it to what you need to do to handle the handoff well, get in and get out of there as peacefully can, and intentionally do not address any other aspect of any of the conversation beyond what you need to do to take care of the kids and their safety, and you know the transition from him to you and you and to him. If you can keep those very clear boundaries, that it will prevent you from getting sucked into those bigger, dramatic, emotional conversations that you then have to try to explain later on to your kids. What I would suggest to you is write down, okay, and it's really important that you write this out. Reflect on the last, say, 2 or 3, 4 times that you've interacted with him, and write down the things that he has said to you that have sucked you into the drama. Then write out your minimal response. What would that response be? Not that would shut him down, not that would answer him once and for all, because he's not going to agree with you. That's part of what the hook is, right? If he doesn't agree with you, then you have to keep trying to convince him, but don't play that game. What you want to just do is write down the response like, you know, I'm sorry, I wish I could talk about that with you, but we just can't, you know, here are the kids, I love you, goodbye, you know, whatever. And just write down the response that you're going to make and mentally rehearse it so that whenever you see him, your brain is primed to respond that way, and work really hard to not get sucked into any other conversations that you don't have to have just for the good of the kids. And if you can leave it to that, the handoffs will be fine. Now, there's other stuff here that we don't have time to get into, and if you're not working with a faithful counselor to help you through those issues, I'd encourage you to get in touch with one who's that you feel comfortable working with locally, or with us through the Pastoral Solutions Institute. You can learn more about what we do at CatholicCounselors.com if you need some help. But that'll get you started. If there's more that we can do for you, you don't know where to find us then, Natasha. God bless you, and thanks for the call.
Thank you very much, Natasha. The website, just one more time, in case people do want to get in touch with you.
CatholicCounselors.com, two C's in the middle, S on the end. CatholicCounselors.com.